You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, the thing about the Federal Reserve is that they don't like surprises. They don't like to surprise the markets, they don't like to surprise businesses, and they don't like to surprise consumers. So Fed Chair Jay Powell's news conference today was distinctly unsurprising. They are going to speed up how fast they're cutting back on their bond buying, the taper. No big deal, Powell said.
If you look at the state of the economy and the amount, the strength of demand, the strength of just overall demand, the strength of demand for labor, look at inflation, look at wages, I think moving forward the end of our taper by a few months is really an appropriate thing to do.
And we knew that was coming. Interest rate increases are likely next year.
What you're talking about, the three rate increases.
And?
Growth will be 4%.
Which is good.
And then unemployment will be 3.5% by the end of the year.
Also good.
So that's a really strong economy.
Yes, but powerful though he may be, Mr. Powell is not in charge of this economy.
Number one thing it would really be to have the pandemic get under control. That's what everyone would really like to see.
Yes, we would. Also?
What does the labor market look like in a world without COVID? That would be the thing that we'd really like to see. But it doesn't look like that's coming anytime soon.
Yeah, no. But also, finally?
I believe, that inflation may be more persistent, and that may be putting inflation expectations under pressure, and that the risk of higher inflation becoming entrenched has increased. It's certainly increased.
So more persistent inflation and higher inflation expectations, which means consumers might change their behavior, which, as we've discussed in the past on this program, would not be great. But with all of that as prologue, let's say Mr. Powell and the Fed are doing it right, that they are going to get inflation under control in a not too long period of time. Then what? Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on that one.
Inflation will probably persist for the average household's biggest expense,
the shelter category.
Bankrate.com chief financial analyst Greg McBride says this is true whether you're a homeowner shelling out for property insurance.
You could get a pretty notable increase that puts a squeeze on the budget.
Or if you're a renter.
If you're in a market where home prices are up 20 or 25%, you may get sticker shock when that lease renewal comes through.
And McBride doesn't expect that to change for at least another year, no matter what the Fed does next. But prices for other things we need may respond more quickly. That's because of how the Fed tries to control inflation. Betsy Stevenson teaches public policy and economics at the University of Michigan. She says by raising interest rates, the cost of borrowing goes up for consumers.
And so the idea is to just lower demand as people buy less. That will slow the rate at which prices increase.
And prices tend to adjust first in two important categories, says Alan Detmeister, an economist with UBS.
Gasoline prices and food prices are one that tend to respond very dramatically to changes in demand. So if the economy slows pretty dramatically, where you're likely to see it first is in gasoline prices falling.
About demand, the Fed can try to influence that, but it has little control over the other thing driving prices up, the supply chain problems that have plagued the economy since the pandemic started. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.